Anybody have any idea what number podcast this is?
54?
54.
Does that ring a bell?
No, we're in the 60s.
60s? So 64.
64 is believable. Maybe 63. Okay, well, anyway.
I just got a Google survey.
I've been getting, like, Google surveys out the wazoo lately.
Wazoo. Like,
I wake up in the morning and I have, like, 3 surveys. I'm like, holy shit. Weird stuff. But I have, like, $15 now. It's pretty great.
Cool.
And I've started using something called Zuper Widget, which lets me like build my own widgets with my own variables and combine them with Tasker. So I now have, it tells me what time my phone dies. So like, it'll say phone death at 3:50 a.m.
Interesting.
That's when my phone's going to die, give or take. You know, it takes that estimation into account. And then if you will plug it in for me, charges behind you.
And it'll increase, of course.
It actually says fully charged at, and then tells you what time it'll be done charging.
Phone fully charged at 3:50 a.m. Wow. Yep.
No, I think that the 3:50 a.m. is going to update in a second.
Or a minute, probably.
Or a minute, yeah.
In hindsight, that's a long time to charge.
Yeah, 3:50 is really long. No, it should be about an hour, I think.
Okay.
I don't know if it updated yet. I just tested it right before you guys got here and it worked.
Oh, 10:48.
10:48, that's much more believable.
Which is now 9:42, for comparison. Yeah. That's good
scale. Move a little bit closer.
Of course.
Is Nikki just going to be quiet the whole podcast? She hasn't said anything. I hear you watch Ruby.
Nikki's having an off day.
Yeah, I understand that Ben is becoming a mime right now. He's signing to us.
Yeah, he didn't say a single word last podcast, but he was here. Wink. No, Ben's actually in cheerleading stuff.
Yes.
And he will not be on the Saturday stream either because he's going to be at competition. In Disney World, though, he gets to go to Disney.
Fuck him. I want to go to Disney World.
We had a chance to go to Disney.
No, we didn't.
With our friend who lives in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to go to California Disney.
But that is all the way in California.
Yeah.
But
tell him how non-realistic that is.
I spent more money to go to the Daytona 500.
That's a very good point.
And I got free tickets.
That's a very good point.
I also make $8 an hour and work for 4 hours. So...
actually, it's funny, though, because, like, right after you went to the Daytona 500 and you spent, you know, a pretty penny on your hotel room, about a week later, I booked a hotel room for me and Ben when we go to Daytona for a cheerleading competition, and it was, like, $108 a night. I think all in all, the taxes and all that stuff was, like, $240 total.
Yeah, mine was,
for 2 nights.
Tripled, at least.
Yeah. Stupid Daytona 500.
Tripled.
Austin is very, very upset about that. Understandably. Okay, so last week we shit on Samsung. Can we shit on Apple this week?
Oh, absolutely.
Coming from somebody who really genuinely does like Apple.
And someone who used to like Apple, but have gone into different methods.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have an Android, but I love my Mac. Anyway, the new MacBooks are a giant steaming pile of shit.
Yeah.
I just want to establish that.
I think they're trying to answer to the Chromebook.
You can't answer to the Chromebook for $1,300.
Yeah. And I mean, I was appalled at the Chromebook Pixel because that's $1,000.
Uh huh.
But
which is still overpriced.
That's absolutely overpriced, especially since my Chromebook was $200.
Right, and it's effectively the same. The other one has more pixels.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now the new Chromebook Pixel that's coming out is touchscreen and all that nonsense, and it has 3 3.1C ports.
Okay. That's awesome.
With a few other ports, of course.
I'm excited for 3.1C. However, the new MacBook, Apple took the dumbest route possible. They put one USB 3.1 port on it, and that's it. That is the only port.
So, Nikki,
to charge it, you plug in to that one USB port. So, God forbid, you want to charge your laptop at the same time you charge your phone.
Now, here's an interesting concept. USB 3.1 is... reversible.
Yes. Reversible both directions and in the way you put it in.
Yes. So, what would happen if you plug your phone into the laptop? Would it drain your phone's battery to charge the laptop? Would it drain the laptop to charge your phone? Or would it just be data? How would it know?
Interesting. One would have to identify as the host.
What if you plug in two MacBooks?
To each other. That's a very interesting question. I would think, I'm sure we're not the first people to consider this. I guess at that point it would become data only.
Yeah, maybe a LAN connection.
Right. Yeah, just a USB to USB.
I guess,
but that is certainly a very interesting question.
Yeah. And what bothers me the most about it is because they foresee, because USB 3.1 isn't widespread yet.
Yeah.
You know?
In fact, the MacBook was the first thing I heard that had it.
Yeah. I mean,
they just finished the standard like a month ago or something.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe a little bit earlier.
Chromebook and MacBook are the only major releases that are going to have it for now.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that the MacBook's going to get released. Nothing uses 3.1. So that means you have to purchase their adapter, which is $80.
Right. And that's not even considering the fact in order to charge your device and use anything else, you also have to do it. But something impressive about USB 3.1.
Okay.
is that it also works for video as well.
Yes.
Which is cool. The adapter they sell does, you can then charge it, put in another USB device, and stream HDMI through it.
Yeah.
Which is great, but you need more than one of those.
Yeah.
Like three minimum, probably.
It would be really cool if, and understandable, if the MacBook was packed with 3.1s. Like it has like, you know, four of them.
Yeah.
Two on each side.
That would be fucking phenomenal. I'd be totally okay with that. And then at that point you can justify the adapters, but now it's like, here's one.
Yeah. I can understand. It's like, oh, this is the future. Nothing else is at the future yet, so, you know.
Right, right. Fucking, yeah, that was stupid. And not to mention, $1,300, which is the same price as my beautiful MacBook Pro over here that I almost killed on right before the podcast. But I saved it with my toe. may have lost a toe in the process, but I saved it. Anyway.
Fixing a toe is easier than that.
Yeah. Same price. The new MacBooks are, like, worse rated than the MacBook Air, which is only $999. And it has a slower, it has a 1 gigahertz processor.
Yep.
1 gigahertz. I mean, I know, you know, certain processors lower still could be better, but not in this case. It is worse rated than the MacBook Air.
Yep.
Which is $300 cheaper. Sold by the same company.
Yeah.
And the MacBook Air is thinner. Okay, well, it's thinner at one point and thicker in the other point, but you know, whatever. And the screen's bigger. And I don't know.
And lighter.
It's probably lighter.
I think so.
Yeah, it's fucking retarded.
So, here's an interesting concept. A reason also why that other MacBook would, or the newer one will be different in price is because the battery. Have you seen the design for the battery?
Yes, it's a cool design, but the rated battery life they're giving us isn't, the number isn't that much higher.
Honestly, I haven't checked on
it. In fact, if I recall, I think it's actually a little bit lower. Poor Nikki.
Nikki's just sitting here.
Another nerd podcast.
Yeah.
You and I can't be on podcasts together without
I know.
A straight man in here.
Well,
sorry, it's bothering me. I feel like this needs to be closer.
Sorry, I apologize.
No, it's okay.
I'm moving a little bit closer. I just don't want to be too close.
No, you guys can always be too close. I'm the one who needs to back the fuck up because whenever I edit, I have to like turn me way down and everybody else way up. Like every time.
Also, since we're on the subject of Apple, Nikki, or actually let me define this first, okay? One thing I always see on Apple stuff is like it's the next big thing, whatever, you know, and I always
make
Samsung
fun of that. Or next big thing is Samsung's.
Okay.
But
well, honestly, Samsung might have a thing going
Apple
for that, you know?
Apple is revolutionary.
Yeah, revolutionary.
Yes.
And innovation is another one they use.
Innovative.
Just to be fair, or not to be fair, to be unfair, actually, Samsung, they actually are the next big thing because, I mean, I have IP67 phone. It's not the first time, but it's happened before,
right.
And it's a cool thing that my phone's IP67. And they released the Edge.
Galaxy S6.
I mean, but the S6 Edge is still a cool idea.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. In fact, I use the Note Edge.
Yeah.
Which
is kind of stupid in my opinion, but...
Why is that one stupid?
Because the one Edge is kind of weird.
Oh, well, they were testing the waters with the one
Edge.
Well, I really like the one Edge, though, because for scrolling, you could scroll along there without getting your thumb on the page.
Interesting.
Which was a cool concept. And then they also had like hotkey buttons there. And you... can use it since it's AMOLED. You can turn on only those pixels for like a notification light, as opposed to
cool. Yeah, I saw about that. So you can have your phone face down and it'll like flash.
Right, and you can still see it on the sides.
Yeah.
And not turn on the whole screen.
So, one thing that Apple says a lot is, you know, revolutionary and innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those two things mean something new and different.
Yes.
Okay. Not even amongst themselves. You know, that's another argument there. But the definition of innovation, I pulled it up here. It says featuring new methods, advanced and original.
Okay.
Now, think of the Apple Watch. What is advanced
I don't
and
know
original
anything
about it?
I mean, they're just buzzwords. Is the reality
absolutely? You know, but like, you might want to. Do you have the thing set on? Okay. So, Nikki, what are some things that you like about my watch? Why would you want a smartwatch?
I can have it on me at work and not get yelled at for having my phone.
Contextual at work.
So you can access your phone, okay? What are some other things that's really cool about my watch specifically? I have the Samsung Android Wear version.
Okay.
Not to be confused with Tizen, which is
I want the Huawei smartwatch, I've decided. It's not out yet, but I'll have to look at that
yet.
I just want one with a round faceplate.
They have those?
Yeah, the Huawei has that.
And
the G Watch, well, I don't know
about
that.
And not like
G Watch R has that. The Moto 360 has that.
I think I was looking at the Moto 360. I really
it's close to being updated. I wouldn't buy one though.
It's
pretty. I don't care about whatever else it is.
Look how thick my normal watch is. That's pretty thick, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
That's how the Moto 360 looks, except it doesn't curve on the top. It's completely flat. I'm wearing a normal watch right now, so I don't have to charge my smartwatch.
What a disaster.
But that's the world we live in.
First world problems. I have to charge my watch.
The Pebble comes in color now.
It does.
Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive in price than the Pebble Steel.
My problem with the Pebble, the new Pebble, is that it's $200. And at that point, you're like so close in price to the other smartwatches.
Yeah.
Which the only thing the Pebble really has going for it is better battery life.
Yeah.
You know, your battery lasts for a week.
You haven't opened one of these?
No, I finished
it. I'm depressed. I want cookies.
Don't eat it on the podcast.
Just eat away from it. Oh, yeah. Well, plastic bag is really loud.
Yeah. Let's just give it a moment of silence.
Nikki. Just eat away from the microphone. And try not to get crumbs all over my bed.
Surprisingly, it didn't spike that loud. I guess the pop filter picked it.
How about you? Oh, you just wanted one? Okay.
Could you close it up so it won't get dried out?
He noticed too. That wasn't just me.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. No,
and she's
going like
to close
that.
The box.
Like this.
Talking what about am the I going to close it up with?
Just twist it a little bit. That's all. Just, you know.
Just so it's not, exposed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Austin understands me. Yeah. He gets me.
You guys are dumb motherfuckers.
So, anyways.
Put a clip on it.
I'm gonna,
but you don't have a clip, so it just goes in
clips.
There.
Well, I twist and I talk. That's what I do. That sounded like something a transsexual would say.
Oh man, twist and tuck? That sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, what I like about my watch, going back to something completely different, is that, you can access your phone and stuff.
Something completely different. Tech talk.
I think he meant different from transsexual penis hiding.
Yeah.
Back to our normal topic of discussion.
Yeah. So, it's IP67, like my device, my phone. And, what else? I can't think of anything else I was about to say.
It's a nice watch.
I had another point, but it was IP67 and had a few other things and, it's universal. It can go to any device, okay?
But more importantly, is it E?
What?
Is it E?
Is it E?
What?
Is it E?
E?
Oh. E.
E. I don't get it.
I'll post a link. It's like a little dinosaur going, bow, 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 and it goes, yee. I'll give you a link so you can post it in the links. It's a meme.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a stupid meme.
I was like, what are you talking? E? The letter E?
E?
So, anyways, yeah, so that's pretty cool. You know, the Apple Watch, I don't know if it's called the iWatch or anything.
I don't know.
It's
Apple
the
logo
watch.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it.
Apple Watch.
You know, they have a watch edition, which doesn't make sense. Like, you would call it, there are various editions of the watch.
Yeah.
They have the watch sport. Those two terms make sense. And the watch edition. Doesn't make any sense.
Edition or edition?
Edition.
Oh, is that the $10,000 one?
That is the $17,000. Well, no, there is a range from $10,000 to $17,000.
Yes.
So you can have the Apple Watch if you're choosing.
In rose gold, 18 carats.
Yeah, it is actual gold, so that's obviously where the price comes from. But
see, but the issue on that is, Nikki, if you could get a...
No, I'm not paying for an Apple Watch.
If you could get a phone made of gold, would you?
No.
Why?
Because... my phone for maybe a couple years.
She brings up a very good point.
That is a very good point.
That's the point I was trying to bring up.
And then I'm going to go pawn it off.
Yeah, especially the first generation of Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you maybe like by generation 5, you can keep it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
but you're not, this watch is going to be deprecated in maybe a year and a half.
Unless they start putting expiration dates on it like Samsung.
Right. That's so stupid. But, so, you know, I agree, but in the other regard, people buying a $10,000 Apple Watch, they don't give a shit about $10,000. They will happily buy another $10,000 watch next year.
That's what infuriates me, because Apple knows they can get away with it. Oh, and they will.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes I get mad about that. You know, like, for example, like BuzzFeed with all their bullshit, you know, top 10, whatever. But you know what?
Yeah.
They're making a shit ton of money.
Yeah, it works.
How mad could I really be? I'd make money, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
Let's just make money.
They're just going to make money. They're not trying to, like, take advantage of people. They just know that they can do it, and people will buy it either which way, and they're going to make money, so.
Let's make money. I like that idea.
The reason why people wear gold for jewelry is because it's hinting, like, gold is, like, the original basis of wealth, okay?
Right.
And people back then would be like, I have so much wealth that I'm wearing it, you know? That's how much gold I have, because I can wear my own money. And,
I hate gold.
You know, people.
I think gold's ugly.
People wear, like, diamond-encrusted Rolexes and
stuff.
Take
note. Silver.
Okay.
Silver.
Like our podcast, asking. Like our stream viewer?
Yeah.
So, shout out to Silver.
Shout out to Silver. Top donator of the moment.
Yeah.
I was going to say something.
But no.
Did you know diamonds are completely artificially inflated?
Yeah.
Like.
Because of bears?
Yeah, well, there's three companies that have just mutually agreed.
Or bears.
They're not going to do it, like, because there was some meteor, or maybe somebody found it, like, a ridiculous amount of diamond.
Wow.
Like, just an absurd cluster, like a house size diamond ore.
Wow.
And, but, you know.
Not to mention artificial diamonds. Those are still pretty expensive.
Yeah, artificial diamonds are too, but no, this was legit space diamond.
Space diamond?
Yeah, diamond from space. It was like meteor or something. Dude. Yeah, pretty cool shit.
Is that some Doctor Who shit?
Yeah.
So. Diamond actually, planet.
Did you know on Jupiter it rains diamonds?
Yeah.
Like, really? Legit rains diamonds.
Because the minerals in it so much pressure.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Cool shit. Like, oh.
Space is cool.
You say it's cool until you get belted by stones.
So you get stabbed
until
by diamonds.
Until I get belted by diamonds.
Diamonds? Duh.
You'd be fabulous. Just like, Nikki, you're bleeding. Oh, I'm fabulous. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me, peasant.
I'm pretty sure you've been impaled through the head. Nikki, there is a hole through your head, out the bottom of your mouth.
And you still look like a peasant. Speaking of peasants, you saw my joke on Facebook about my tattoo.
Yes.
How it says, I love cheesecake.
Yeah. Wait, what does it actually say?
It says, I am the hero of this story.
Oh, I like that.
Gay.
Shut up.
No,
it barely picked that up, by the way.
Whispering's pretty neat, like, to listen to later.
God.
I'm excited for my surround sound.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah, you can see over there on the left that that's going to go behind the wall. But other than that, it's all well hidden behind the door there.
Yeah.
Around the carpet, all the way up behind the desk.
Yeah, you had it hidden so well into the carpet. I tried to trace it down, and I said, oh, I thought you went the other direction because I can't see it underneath the door.
Oh, no. The door one's impressive. And plus, once we get the wood.
Yeah.
There's like a little panel you put to connect wood and carpet. Like,
oh yeah,
it.
Okay.
Cover it down. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Exciting. But yeah, I actually ended up running new wire because my sound system came with wire, but it's like 6 years old now.
Yeah.
And I didn't even really look at it since I knew. So I ran the new wire. So if I ever replace that, I can just connect the new wires rather than.
Yeah. Makes sense.
You know, having to rerun the new wire. But I was looking at that old wire. Holy shit. It's amazing that shit runs.
Wow.
I mean, I've never seen wire rusted to the point of brittleness where I could just, like, touch it and the ends were coming off. I had to, like, cut it and strip new wires off the existing one.
Wow.
I mean, the cables are yellow. The copper was brown. It was no longer copper color. It was brown.
Because I was about to offer, back when the Nexus Q came out.
Ah, Nexus Q.
Oh, man. I was so into that crap. But I bought my own high fidelity speakers to stack up on my bookshelf. I think they're called bookshelf speakers.
Yeah, I think you're correct.
They have like woofers and monitors in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought two of them, bought my own wire and stuff, and you know the Nexus Q ended up being not supported anymore. So right. I had these speakers. You're more than welcome to them, by the way. They're monitor speakers if you're able to hook them up.
How big are they?
About a foot. a foot and a half maybe by that much, you know.
I can find a place for them.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're not using them, well, I mean, I could use it. Really, what I'd probably use them for is for the other TVs, because I'm going to put three TVs in here for the live
interesting.
Stream.
Okay.
Although, actually, that could get really annoying having all of us with great speakers. I just fucking hear everybody's game.
Yeah, I can imagine. But I was thinking, you know, maybe you could hook the monitors up where those two tiny ones are and put those two tiny ones up there for tweeters.
Yeah, maybe.
For the audio listeners of the podcast, as opposed to the video listeners.
Yes. Are you certainly worth an idea. Yeah. Or we can put it on the TV out there. Possibly. Put it outside whenever we're outside. I don't know.
Yeah, I was originally going to offer the wire I have. I have an extensive spool of wire, but I mean...
Yeah, no, I got one there, and I have a second one somewhere that I've lost.
Oh, wow. My wire's like at least three times that amount. I bought way really? Too much.
Why?
Because the place I bought it from is like, hey, we sell this much. Okay.
Man, I'm three... That's 100 feet, so I wonder what...
Probably 300 feet.
Wow.
That sounds about right.
It's a lot of wire.
I think internally as an engineer, I'm like, I'm totally going to use this.
Yeah, I used to be like that, and I'm still kind of like that, but for the most part, I've established I'm not like that.
Yeah, I can understand.
But I still keep shit like way longer than I need to.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, though, it pays off. I'm like, look, I have that. I've been saving it for 7 years, and it really costs like $4, but now I don't have to go to Walmart. So. Have you guys seen the closet? Is the closet new?
Yes, that little zip-up.
It's a lovely closet.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's quite glorious. Little stand-up fake closet thing.
It's cool.
Yeah, it helped with the clothes a little bit.
Keeps out sun and lint and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, I got a new window curtain, which is actually just a shower curtain.
Again?
Yeah, it's just a new not-used shower curtain. It's black. It's a little bit too short.
Doesn't have skin cells on it.
But we're getting these cool curtains that are motorized, and it has like a curtain inside of it that goes between complete blackout and just like dimming.
Interesting.
Pretty neat. I'm kind of excited.
Cool. That makes me, that reminded me of those smart windows.
Yeah, that can manually change. Like, yeah, where it changes from like clear to opaque. Yeah. It's kind of like that, except not as cool and sci-fi-y.
Yeah. So. I really like those. I would totally... Even get doors with that.
Yeah, you're talking about the ones where you lock the door and it turns opaque?
Well, they have those, where the electricity shuts off and it goes clear.
Yeah. Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, because when there's a current going through it, I believe it goes clear.
Okay, I didn't realize it was electric, but I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, like when you close it, it shuts off the current, which makes it go. Or when you lock it, it shuts off the current, which makes it go opaque.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So in case they lose power, you know, it won't be completely clear if someone's taking a dump.
Right. Kind of like the reflective thing out in the, I think it's in China somewhere, where it's a toilet and just like, it looks like a bunch of windows, like you can see out of them, but outside
it's tinted.
Yeah.
It's tinted. Well, it's a one-way mirror all around. Yeah.
Although it turns out one-way mirrors aren't actually a thing. They're just highly reflective. So since it's so dark in the inside, the light outside makes it impossible to see in.
Well, not impossible, but if you put your arms around it.
Yeah, well, I'm curious how that works when you're actually outside like that.
Well,
and the inside is so much darker, but I don't know.
Well, if you're in a completely dark room, you know, and you try to look through the glass, it'd just be like looking through a normal glass, of course.
Right.
But if you, you know, it's totally possible to come up and peek, but you can see the person peek.
Right.
You know, it's not
But if you're in the room and you're shitting, it's not like you can just get up and mid-turn.
Put your hand up and cover up their eyesight.
Somebody's looking and you're just mid-turn and you're like, I don't know what to do. So you stand up and now you get a turd hanging out of your ass as the guy's looking in and watching you.
So you take the turd and smear it up against the glass and that...
there you go. That, yeah, so they can't see the turd. It's smart thinking, Austin.
You know, innovative.
Oh, man. Fuck us. We're ridiculous.
So, just one more thing about the Apple thing. This is more of a warning for people who are... Don't buy a
fucking MacBook. Buy a MacBook Pro. Those are fine. MacBook Airs. MacBerry. Also great. Do not buy the colored MacBook. I don't give a shit that it's gold. You look dumb anyway.
And it's... I mean, going back with the diamond thing and stuff... They have Rolexes that have diamonds and stuff. You buy Rolexes because that's the part of I can wear wealth.
Yeah.
That iWatch is going to go out of it's going to be obsolete within a few years.
Okay, now hold on.
Cash for gold.
I have a thought here. I do not know if this is fact. This is purely speculation. Perhaps you can remove the Apple Watch component and put in the new updated Apple Watch.
It doesn't look like it.
It doesn't look like it, but I could see it because I know the bands, you can do that. You can remove the bands and get new different bands to put on them.
Well, I mean, you could do it with normal watches anyways.
But yeah, well, exactly. So maybe that can happen with the actual watch face part of it, which therefore would make it a little bit more less ridiculous.
Well, what they might offer is, hey, give us your old watch, and then you can just pay a prorated price, which is still ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm
curious. And then we'll give you the new one, and then on our end, we're going to go ahead and take your old watch and put our new stuff in it and sell it to somebody else.
Right. Yeah, I am curious how that would work in terms of...
Unless they change the body style.
Yeah, if they change the body style, you'd be out. That's a very good point.
Because if you look at it, the current Apple Watch that's going to come out looks like the first iPhone. Very curvy.
It's very
good, very fat.
Whereas now they're all kind of blocky.
Yeah, and skinny. Or except the new one. Your microphone is the
oh
yeah it's falling.
Okay.
So the warning that I was going to say is, remember last iPhone release, which is about a year ago?
Sure. iPhone 6 or iPhone 5S?
Whichever one it was, there was a hoax to where, oh, throw your phone in the microwave.
Oh, and it'll charge it up. yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have insider information?
Well, yes. I happen to be scrolling through a website, or as the media calls it, the sysadmin known as 4chan.
They wouldn't know the word sys. The internet system hacker.
Well, no.
Is what I heard.
There was a guy who learned the buzzword system admin.
Oh, okay.
And he goes, I'm just going on a hunch here, but I think 4chan has a system admin who is going blah, blah, blah. I'm like, system admin? Are you fucking...
I'm technically a system admin.
Yeah.
I'm not considering myself of that nature.
I mean, I'm administering my own systems.
The one I saw was the hacker known as 4chan.
Yeah.
The single individual hacker.
Yeah, and that hacker is a sysadmin.
Yes. The hacker sysadmin 4chan. Okay, anyway, sorry.
So, last year they made up the, throw your phone in the microwave, it'll charge it up.
Right. And then the year before they did the...
Drop your phone.
No. And the waterproof. It was the waterproof, the iOS 7 update makes it waterproof.
Yeah.
The software update.
So, in the reason why it was so clever is because they put explanations in it so people would believe it. It's like, oh, if you put water on your phone, it'll sense it and start vibrating and vibrate the water off. And if you dropped your phone from if you dropped your phone from a certain height, it would sense the accelerometer and vibrate the phone to where it's facing up and not crack the screen. I mean, those sound like amazing inventions, you know?
Maybe because I'm not an idiot. But, well, I mean, I sound like I'm demeaning you, but no, yeah. People do believe that, but God, how can people be that stupid?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like an amazing invention, though. If they were able to do that, I mean,
yeah.
It seems like it's like a science fiction to where it's like plausible, you know?
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm just going to show you a screenshot. You can share a couple of them, because I have a few remakes, but here's the original.
Oh, these are for the Apple Watch.
Yes. This is a new one. It's called Dive In, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's the first draft, so it's really, really rough. But basically, it's saying how that watch is IP67, which it's not. IP68, but it's not.
I could have sworn it was.
The Apple Watch is not IP68.
Are you sure?
I am absolutely sure.
I could have sworn it was.
Here's what it looks like. Does that look like an actual Apple ad, Nikki, that you find on a website and you just scroll down like it keeps going?
I believe it.
And here's the new mobile ad. Does that look like an Apple ad? I'll show you that one, too.
Okay. Can you send them to me for the link, though?
Absolutely, yeah. Nikki, don't read the whole thing. We'll read it later.
Fine, then.
Well, I mean, we're on the podcast.
We're just looking at the video. Yeah.
And...
Wow.
And there's one more. I'll send you this link as well. It's the MacBook. Now, the MacBook, since it only has one port, it's a unibody design, and it's also completely sealed. Okay?
Oh, for
in this ad. What?
I said, for the love of Christ.
And because of that new tiered battery thing,
yeah.
Since no one really knows what's going on with the batteries, they said, oh, it's our most buoyant Mac ever. So it'll float and it's waterproof. Your $1,300
computer. Have you ever been in the situation where your laptop was even remotely close to falling into a pool? Or a bathtub.
Bro, you have to sit in your bathtub and check Tumblr on your MacBook while it's floating in your bathtub. That's what it's for.
I'm actually kind of breaking rules right now because I shouldn't have told y'all about this. So this podcast has insider information that no one else has besides the 20 people that were on 4chan that made these.
I mean, to be fair, I think people would pretty quickly figure out it was fake. Not everybody, absolutely. But I think anybody listening to our
podcast. But no, what I'm saying is insider information, because these pictures won't be released till the release of the devices. So we're going to have the pictures first.
Oh, smart. Yeah. That's exciting.
So I guess you'll have to host the pictures yourself to post it.
Yeah, I can do that.
Since 4chan, the website already forward, of course. Or the thread.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 4chan's interesting in that respect.
Yeah, everything 404s.
Yeah, call me, or okay, answer this question for me, because I've only been on 4chan a handful of times.
No problem.
And I make a post. How do you find the post you made?
Save the hyperlink.
But I never got the hyperlink. I don't think. It's been probably a couple years since I got it. But like, I made a post, and then I had to like go through 4chan again and find it before I could get the hyperlink.
Well, no. When you post something, it'll like post successful, and then it will load your post.
Does it? Okay.
So you'll be on that page. Now, if it's not a very popular request and no one responds to it, it'll quickly go down to like page 8 and then disappear into oblivion.
Now, is there like a maximum time a thread can be alive?
In certain sections of 4chan, yes.
Okay.
Like some will stay alive as long as there's activity.
Okay.
And some will max out at certain comments, so it doesn't like become one big general thread itself.
Right, so it like 100 comments, say, or 1,000, it just closes the thread and it drops to the bottom.
During the fappening, remember that?
Uh-huh, I remember the fappening.
That was also on 4chan. I happened to stumble across that when it was happening. I was like, what is this?
And you didn't send it to me.
I was telling you about it.
But you didn't send me the link!
Well, I was... Okay, so as this was happening, everybody's freaking out because here's a little inside information. It wasn't just the famous people that were getting posted. This guy says, hey, I have pictures of these famous people. Post pictures of your own collection of nudes, and I will post these celebrities.
Right.
So there were 500 pictures that have never been released before because people had them in their phones. Because
they were sharing them for...
Yeah, and usually it maxed out at like 200 comments. But the moderators turned off that switch to allow it. Everybody's like...
And the moderators are like,
I kind of want to see this person naked. Okay.
Yeah, we don't. This thread doesn't need to go anywhere. This thread can stay.
So yeah, and everyone's freaking out. It's like, let's keep this train going. It went on for
what train has no brakes.
Yeah, it was great. That's why it was so crazy for the people who were in on it. Because it's like everybody's like, oh, nude celebrities. Oh, you know. And it's like, well, you didn't see everything else.
The nude celebrities was the cover story.
And I'm saying this right next to my girlfriend.
That's good. Your girlfriend's pretty
And your girlfriend's pretty upset you didn't send me the link.
Yeah. The reason you shouldn't have told her is because she's mad you didn't send it to her. Not because you had it.
You didn't, like, tell me. You're just like, Nikki, this thing's happening. Go on 4chan now. It's like, oh, awesome.
Yeah, I told you to go on 4chan now because I was afraid that by the time I copied it, sent it to you, and came back, it would disappear.
Wow. Right, then yeah, you wouldn't want to miss anything.
Well, like, there were funny stories, too.
Yeah.
And, like, people's reactions. It was great just to be in it, you know?
Yeah, just be in the moment.
Like, I wanted to see how high it could get. Because, like, I was so sure that it was going to time out within, like, the next 3 seconds of me watching it. I'm like, it's going to time out now, you know?
It never did.
Well,
I mean, I guess eventually it did.
You know, I woke up like the next morning, checked, it's still on.
Wow.
And then I checked like midday that next day, and then it was stopped forward. Which is a bit disappointing, but whatever, you know.
No, it's gotta happen.
All things have an omega.
It's the circle of life.
I just have a sick curiosity. So naturally, 4chan's kind of a dangerous place for me. Because it's like weird lesbian porn.
Okay.
Fuck, I'm going to look at it.
There's rarely any lesbian porn. Let me just say that. There's shemale porn.
Yeah.
Hey, isn't there a genre of porn, or I guess hentai, that's like...
Futanari.
That's the one with penises, right?
Dick girls, yeah. With gigantic penises.
Yeah.
Now,
you know that was like a Grecian thing with the giant penises, and they'd flail them around, like, in ancient Greece, mind you.
Sword fights?
Yeah.
Well, there was also another
thing.
Dude,
it's hilarious.
I mean, it wasn't just the Greeks that did it, because the Japanese did it too with tanukis. Tanukis have giant ball sacks in real life.
Well, this was and all performances.
Real animals.
Yeah, tanukis are like dog raccoons.
With giant testicles. Yeah. Absolutely huge testicles.
Yeah, and there's artwork of them like fishing. I'll send you a picture so you can
feeding post that a link fish. Too.
Yeah, we've talked about tanukis before.
Oh, I probably.
Would not be the first time I put them in the link.
The ball drop.
We're all up to date on podcasts again, so that's good.
Yay. All right, so I know you haven't, Nikki, but have you seen Breaking Bad?
Yes, Joey? I've seen all of Breaking Bad.
Would you recommend I watch it?
Yes.
Okay, because I was actually considering watching it recently after a parody video I've seen.
Okay.
So I'm sure you've seen Frozen.
I have.
Okay, so Frozen's Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Yes.
We'll get to you in a second, Nikki. She's touching her nose like she wants to say something. So, Do You Want to Build a Snowman parody was Heisenberg saying, Do you want to build a meth lab?
And how did you not see that coming, though? It's like, of course it's going to be, Do you want to build a meth lab?
Well, I saw the video. I'm like, huh, that's funny. And I continued watching it. And there were like clips that had to do with the TV show and stuff that would have been like in context if you watched it. And I saw some things. I'm like, huh. I kind of want to watch this.
It's a very, very good show. I felt it was one of the few shows that ended at the right time. You know how a lot of shows just go on and on and try to drag it out. They had a very good story arc, ended quite well. I was very satisfied with the ending. I don't want to like get spoiling, but like it ended and it was like, I'm happy with that ending.
Yeah.
Because a lot of time you get, it's great. Like Lost, for example, you get up to the end and it's like,
And then there's Sons of Anarchy that just ends. It's like, fuck you. Who gave you the right?
Yeah, but everything about Breaking Bad I felt was very good. Okay. I enjoyed all of it.
I remember that, one more second, Nikki. She's touching her nose again. there's a thing that people do where I'm sure everyone who's watched Breaking Bad or hasn't even watched, because I know about it, is the scene where they throw the pizza on the roof.
Yes.
I was just about to say that when you were mentioning it.
That was completely accidental.
Well,
like, that wasn't intended. He was supposed to go, flail the pizza, but it wasn't supposed to go up on the roof like that.
No, I heard the opposite. Or not the opposite, but I heard that it was supposed to go on the roof, but they put off an entire day to get that scene right because they thought it wasn't going to work. Like, they had the plan for it, and he got it on the first try. And everybody was like, well, we didn't expect that to go so swimmingly, so now what do we do?
Oh.
That's what I heard.
Well, from what I heard, it was a complete accident.
No, okay. So.
And they were like, well, let's just go with it, you know?
Right.
And now people come by that house and throw pizzas on the owner's roof. And they're like, what the fuck? And, you know, it's getting upsetting.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, I'm sure, like, the first two times, like, huh, that's funny, you
right,
know?
And then now it's just, I'm scraping pizza cheese off my roof every morning.
I mean, I'd be like, sure, you can do that, but you're going to give me a pizza too.
Yeah.
It's like, you're already ordering pizza. Get me a pizza too.
Yes.
And, you know, it's, you've got to see that coming. You know, there's a pizza guy parked across the street. Someone just ordered pizza, walking up to your house 100 feet away. They're walking up with a pizza box. It's like, obviously it's about to happen. All right. Nikki's touching her nose.
Game of Thrones season 5 next month. Oh my God.
I've seen like 6 episodes of Game of Thrones.
You need to finish it.
I've seen like 2, and that's because I was in the room with Nikki.
That's because you don't like Game of Thrones.
I do like Game of Thrones. I don't know. I don't feel this compelling urge to come back.
You have to watch it because it gets really good, and I'm super excited about it.
Maybe I'll start watching it
next month. You should, right before the new season comes on, because it's going to be great. And along with shows, I saw Ruby.
Yeah, you saw Ruby. You like it?
I saw Ruby. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that they're bringing it back.
Yes.
Ruby has been confirmed for season 3. They said that Monty
left enough of.
That's what I was hoping for.
Everybody kind of knew where the universe was going. So they're not.
That's what I was hoping for.
So they're able to continue living Monty's universe on. And like I said, Monty wouldn't want them to stop. Yeah.
And in no disrespect to him, I'm very glad that they're. Bringing back one of his most famous projects. And by disrespect, I mean, like, you know, maybe he doesn't feel that's his most famous project.
Okay.
But, you know.
Dead Fantasy?
What?
Dead Fantasy?
I'm not familiar with that.
Really?
Yeah. See?
Okay, but go on.
I knew that he did some work for other people and other businesses.
Uh-huh.
But the only one I've ever seen was that Halo versus...
Haloid.
Haloid, yeah. Halo and Metroid.
Master Chief versus Samus.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's...
pretty great.
It's pretty great, but this. The ending was kind of cheesy.
I want to see this. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll post a link, I suppose. But yeah, no, I'm just glad that they're bringing back one of his most famous works. And
are they bringing back?
Ruby.
Oh, okay, Ruby, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would agree Ruby is the most famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like his baby.
Yeah, it was. So. It was his truly original work.
One day. One day I'll make truly original work. I won't. I'll sit and be like, oh man, this is a great idea. Never do anything with it. Well, it's like, I got a good paper. Beginning and a good ending.
But go I don't have a medal.
Well, with
whatever
Breaking Bad, since we're talking about original work, did you hear about, I mean, I'm sure you heard because it was a while ago, but there's a Spanish variant of Breaking Bad.
There is.
I did not.
That is a complete, what's the word where they remake something?
Remastered?
No, not remastered. Clone?
Rip-off?
Because they actually remade Breaking Bad scene for scene, shot for shot, in Spanish with different actors. And it's called Metastasis.
Huh.
Wow.
And like even the title is Meta with the M in the thing, right. And then Stasis with the ST in the thing.
Wow.
And Heisenberg has hair and a mustache, and he's Spanish.
All right.
And it's scene for scene. I'm interested because I kind of want to play both side by side, you know, to like sync them up. That'd and be like, good. Oh, there's the house pizza scene, but that's not the house, you know.
Or the pizza.
I wonder if there's like a smaller collection of Spanish people throwing pizzas on the Spanish variant of the house.
That'd be pretty good.
Oh man, I wonder how many times it took them to do the pizza shot.
Yeah, they probably didn't get that lucky.
Because then they have to do the pizza shot. Sorry.
Right. No, that's okay.
I was messing with a thing in his room.
Yeah. So do we want to wrap this up?
Sure.
I mean, my back's now. Still kind of hurting from this chair. It's okay. A little bit better, but I'm like not sitting in it comfortably because I don't want to speak it well. So, yeah. But anything else anybody wants to mention? You know, because last time we asked this question and Nikki said no, and then after she's like, I wanted to talk about Ruby. I'm calling you out. That's right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Last podcast was the nerd podcast.
It was. And, so and now I want you to put in your 4 cents.
You bitches are all like, oh my god, but wait, more Samsung.
But this week,
no.
But wait, no, more no. Apple.
Nikki, we're on to something. More Samsung.
No, I actually wanted to keep talking about Apple.
Apple and Samsung.
I didn't talk about Apple.
Apple much. And Samsung making to. An unholy we're child of doom.
We're innovative. We've got Samsung and Apple in the same conversation.
Well, I mean, their claim to fame was uniformity.
And now they're fucking diversified as shit. There's like 17 different watch models. Yeah. You now have the MacBook Air, the MacBook, the MacBook Pro, the iMac 5K. Fuck all that bullshit.
Anyway, yeah.
Nikki, do you have any things to add?
Yeah, not fuck you guys.
Oh.